Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. We're joined today, as we are at every week at this time, by Tim Young, a day trader at Ionda. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
I take it you missed the flash crash in the pound overnight.
I did, yeah. I heard about it this morning. It sounds like it was some algo-driven glitch by the sound of it.
No, I think it was probably a hedge fund, which knows that sterling is a one-way bet. But we can talk about that at a later date. On the FTSE, falling sterling seems to be rising. You know, UK stocks. Is that what you're looking for?
I think so. Yeah. Obviously, we've got the break through 7,000 now with the FTSE, which is something we've been looking for, I've been looking for quite a while. So. I'm not really an expert on sterling, so I wouldn't like to speculate on that. But I know that, it's great that the FTSE is finally over 7,000. Pleased to see that.
Yeah, so, I mean, weak sterling generally because of the FTSE's makeup clearly helps the dollar earners there. But, I mean, as far as levels are concerned now, because we are, like, literally in uncharted territory, how are you going to play this?
Well, it's a tricky one because, you know, for a long time I've been saying I thought it was going to go over 7,000 and go higher. I'm quite glad that it hasn't rocketed over 7,000 because I think it was on Monday it was up. It suddenly went up all the way up over 7,100. And I was getting a bit, I wasn't feeling comfortable with it going up like that because they tend to come down as quick as they go up. So. Yeah. I'm quite pleased that it's kind of come back down closer to 7,000 and it's kind of just chops around there for a few days because I think that gives it a bit more of a trading range. It gives it a bit more of a solid base at this level. So really, I'm just doing the same thing now, treating the 7,000s as the new trading range.
Right, I think the sort of resistance last month was 69.40.50. Is that the area that you might think of really like going for the FTSE, that zone or a bit higher?
I think a bit higher because I don't think I'd be. Obviously, you never know what's going to happen, but I don't see it going down to those levels again. We might go. I think we might go down to the say 6980 or something like that, or 6975 maybe on the employment numbers this afternoon. But I think we're in a nice sort of new trading range now above 7,000 before it goes to higher levels. That's my readings of the market.
Right, and you mentioned the non-farm payrolls. How do you normally play that? Do you stand aside and then wait for the dust to settle?
I try to stay aside. I try not to have too big a position. I probably will be long at that time, but only in a small way. So it's not going to. I'll have a lot of dry powder around that time because it tends to be quite volatile, obviously.
Right, and then after that, do you just check out by 3 o'clock or our time and just say, well, that's it for the day?
Not really, no, because I have a specific signal that I tend to look for on the FTSE, and I'll take that any time really up to about, 7 or 8 o'clock today. I do actually have some life out of the markets, believe it or not, but I'll be taking any buy signal I get up until about 7 or 8 o'clock. If I get that, then I'll be taking that.
And would you hold over the weekend? Is that what you do as well?
Sometimes. I don't have a set rule that you cannot hold a position over a weekend. I do tend to do most of my trades as day trades, but occasionally I'll do them as longer term sort of swing trades as well.
Okay, well, fascinating stuff. Tim Young, day trader at Ionda. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Good luck with the trading today.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks. We'll be back after the break.